Well, the Trump impeachment trial has turned to the charges. The Democrats running the prosecution have set out the details of the first charge, the alleged abuse of power by the president, one of two articles of impeachment approved last month by the House. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Gerald Nadler, who's one of the impeachment managers, closed by arguing Trump's actions required his immediate removal from office.
This presidential stonewalling of Congress is unprecedented in the 238-year history of our constitutional republic. It puts even President Nixon to shame. Taken together, the articles and the evidence conclusively establish that President Trump has placed his own personal political interests first.
President Trump's defense team will begin their side of the argument before 100 senators sitting in judgment on the weekend. One of those is Republican Congressman Mike Johnson, who has slammed the trial as hyper-partisan and baseless.
That's why the president is so anxious to put on his case. That's why our team is. Because up to this point, as we've said many times this week, this has not really been a fair fight. Adam Schiff, the chairman of House Intel, had the super secret hearings in the basement where he engineered the facts, cherry-picked facts he wanted to put out to advance their narrative.
Meanwhile, attempts by the Democrats to subpoena new evidence and witnesses have been blocked by the Republicans, who control the numbers in the Senate. So, is this a real trial? I asked the ABC's John Barron from Planet America, which is on ABC TV, of course, first of all, if Americans are even tuning in.
About 7.5 million Americans tuned in to watch it on the first day, where we had the opening statements from the two sides. We've had the start of up to 3 days or 24 working hours of opening arguments from just the Democrats. So this is essentially the prosecution case. And it's possibly a good thing that we're not seeing all those senators because, well, at any given time, it seems about a quarter of them are in the cloakroom or off having dinner or doing cable news interviews because they're not allowed to speak. And American senators, like a lot of politicians, really don't like having to sit there being quiet.
Now, the latest polling shows Americans are slightly more likely to want to impeach President Trump or convict him in this case than not. But about 14% are undecided. So do you think this is going to have an impact on votes in November?
If those undecided are watching and they can sit through these endless hours of the rehashing of the details of the case against President Trump, and that's what we've been seeing so far, lots of stuff that we heard in October, November, December, when the impeachment happened in the House. So look, if any of those people are taking an interest and they're undecided, they may well have their opinions changed. But you do get the sense that a lot of these numbers of for and against are pretty firmly locked in. There are not a lot of undecided voters in the United States. It's a highly polarized partisan era, and Donald Trump is the most polarizing of possible presidents. So the for and against impeachment pretty much reflects Trump's approval or disapproval rating. Americans are fairly evenly split, with a slight majority, as you say, favoring getting rid of Donald Trump. There are others, of course, that say, look, we want to get rid of him, but we want to get rid of him at the ballot box in November. We don't want to force him to resign now. That would be the first time in history, and some are worried that that would set a very dangerous precedent, no matter what he did to get to this point.
And I'm just interested in Fox News, which, of course, is largely very pro-Trump. They've been showing a particularly well-spun version of proceedings with these scrolled lists of Trump's achievements as they see them. How influential are they?
Well, again, it comes down to, are there any unmade-up minds watching Fox News? It's a self-selecting group, isn't it? But you're right, Fox News is basically acting like state media. It's running a ticker of Donald Trump's achievements in office, the tax cuts, the tearing up of the Paris climate deal, the new trade agreements with Canada and Mexico, all of these achievements, the strong economy. That's what people are seeing, and they're seeing mute pictures of the actual Senate trial, and they're trying to make the point that this is really very boring and that Donald Trump is doing a good job. The economy is strong, and a lot of Americans say, look, I don't care what he did. We've got jobs. We've got more money in our pocket. That's all that matters to them. And so if that's what this election is about, the economy, then Donald Trump has a great chance of winning. But if it is about these scandals and these irregularities and these dodgy things that he's done as president, abuses of power, then he stands a good chance of losing. And that's what Democrats are trying to do in this process. They know they're not going to get him removed from office with a vote in the next couple of weeks, but they do want him removed from office in that vote in November.
Long march to November. Thank you very much, John Barron.
Thanks, Linda.
John Barron from ABC TV's Planet America, and he's a published author on matters US politics as well.